Shalom, this is Tehillim Yomi. Today we learned Psalm 119, letters Mem and Nun. Ma ahati Torahtecha kol hayom hi sichati. Famous song. Many of these verses actually became songs sung by different Jewish singers. Oh, how I love your Torah. It is my meditation all the day. Me oivai techakmeni mitzvotecha ki li'olam hi li. Your commandments have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are law always with me. This verse, as well as a verse from the previous letter, are recited when we finish a tractate of the Talmud. Mikol milamda yizkalti ki edutecha sichali. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. This is a famous verse from Pirkei Avot, as we will see. Mizkeni mitvonan ki pikodecha natzarti. I understand more than the elders because I keep your precepts. Mikol orach ra kaliti reglai lamanishmor dvarecha. I've refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep your word. Mimishpatecha lo sarti ki ata horeitani. I've not departed from your judgments, for you have taught me. Manim letzu lechiki imratecha midvash lepi. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. The Meiri writes that the word ma in the Torah sometimes comes to exclude, like when asking a question, what have I done? The answer is one thing rather than many. But sometimes ma is asked rhetorically, and it means how great, which is an inclusive question, noting the wonder of all things. That is how we are to read this verse, as an exclamation of how much he loves Torah and how often he meditates about it all day. Ma hafti Torahtecha kol hayom hisichati. A similar expression comes in verse 103. Ma nimletzu l'chiki imratecha. How sweet are your words to the taste. The word nimletzu appears only once in Tanakh, but most of the commentaries assume it connects to sweetness. The Torah is expansive and sweet. It keeps him occupied day and night. The psalmist also praises himself for having more understanding his teachers and more wisdom than his elders. Although Pirkei Avot teaches this on a level of humility, where he says he has learned much from his teachers, but most from his students, the psalm speaks of how much wisdom he is able to acquire from the Torah and the precepts, more than the elders, more than the teachers, certainly more than his enemies. He has also saved himself from falling into the pit of the wicked. Rather, he has received understanding from God's law. Nun, ner l'ragli dvarecha ve'or l'netivati. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Nishbati va'akayema lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I'll keep your righteous judgments. I'm very much afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Nidvot pi ritzeina Adonai mishpatecha lamdeni. Accept, I beseech you, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your ordinances. This is recited after we blow the shofar. Nafshi b'chapi tamid v'toratcha lo shachachti. My soul is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your Torah. Natnu rishayim pachli umipikudecha lo ta'iti. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Nachalti edotecha le'olam ki sason libi hema. Your testimonies I've taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Natiti libi la'asot chukecha le'olam ekev. I have inclined to my heart to perform your statutes as always to the end. The Malbim has a beautiful interpretation of the first verse in this section. Ner l'ragli dvarecha v'or l'netivati. Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. He notices that the first half speaks of a candle, while the second half a light, seemingly much larger than a candle. Malbim tries to understand that the difference between the two and the necessity for both. He explains that one who walks on the road needs a strong, large light to illuminate the direction and the path which he should follow. But he also needs a small candle to shine in his feet to protect him from the thistles and thorns on the road. This then is the true message of the verse. God's word represents both the candle for his feet, so that he does not fail in the specific areas of his observance of mitzvot as he walks in God's way. But at the same time, he needs a large light to prevent him from making major mistakes which can cost him his life. Thus, the psalmist concludes both the details of a candle and the large issues of a life represented by the great light.